Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Magic for English. I'm Daniel, and it's great to see you again. Today, we are going to talk about something many learners find difficult: understanding English movies without subtitles. Have you ever been excited to watch a film in English, but after a few minutes, you feel lost? The actors speak too fast, some words are new, and suddenly the story doesn't make sense anymore. That can make watching stressful instead of fun. But don't worry, many learners face this problem, and the good news is you can improve. Step by step, you will be able to enjoy English movies more. Let's look at how. Before I explain the reasons movies are hard, let me share a short story. One of my students, Anna, loves fantasy films. She tried to watch Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone without subtitles. At first, she was excited. But after a few minutes, she felt frustrated. The British accent was new for her. Words seemed to disappear. She paused the movie again and again and finally gave up. She told me, "Daniel, maybe I'm just bad at English." But I told her, "No, you are not bad at English. You just need a better way to practice." This is something I hear a lot. Even strong students feel like beginners when they watch movies. Why does this happen? Let me explain. The first reason is speed. In class, English is clear and slow. But in movies, people speak quickly and connect the words. "What are you doing?" becomes "whatcha doin'." It sounds completely different. The second reason is accents. You might be used to American English, but suddenly you hear British, Australian, or Canadian. Even I, as a native speaker, sometimes turn on subtitles for strong accents. Another reason is slang and idioms. Your textbook says "that is easy," but the movie character says "it's a piece of cake." Without knowing the phrase, you feel lost. And of course, there is background noise, music, cars, people talking at the same time. That makes listening even harder. Finally, there is listening energy. At the beginning, you can only listen for 5 minutes before your brain feels tired. That is normal. Listening is like exercise. You build strength slowly. Let me tell you another story. Leo, another student of mine, loves science fiction movies. He once tried to watch Star Wars: A New Hope without subtitles. At first, he didn't understand words like galaxy, mission, or protocol. The space battle scenes were loud, with music and sound effects. He felt frustrated, just like Anna. But I told Leo to try a new method. I told him to choose one short, 2-minute scene. First, he watched it with subtitles, reading the words. Then he watched it again without subtitles. At first, it was hard. But he repeated the clip many times. He even said the actor's lines out loud. After a few weeks, something changed. One evening, he played the scene without subtitles, and he understood almost everything. Leo was so happy. He said, "Daniel, it works. I understand now." This shows the difference. Anna felt stuck, Leo practiced with a plan, and that plan really works. So what can we learn from Anna and Leo? If the movie feels too fast, focus on the main idea, not every word. Watch short clips many times. If the accent is new, train your ear with different voices. Try American, British, or Australian clips. If slang confuses you, write it down in a notebook and learn it slowly. If background noise makes it hard, start with cartoons or sitcoms. They are clearer. And if your ears feel tired, remember, that is normal. Just watch a little every day. 5 minutes, then 10, then 20. Over time, your listening energy grows stronger. So, my friends, if you sometimes feel like Anna, don't give up. You can be like Leo. Step by step, with the right practice, you will improve. Remember, it's not magic, it's practice. Keep watching, keep enjoying, and one day you will press play on a movie and say, "Let me know if it was helpful for you and what you want me to teach you next." Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode of Magic for English. I'm Daniel. Thank you for learning with me today, and I'll see you next time.